Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, you and I have been kind of going back and forth tasting Chilean wines for
almost
30 years.
More than that, yeah.
And, you know, back in the day, there really weren't that many producers, and they were really large.
They were big producers, rich families that had a lot of land. And they were planting on the valley floor, which was kind of interesting.
Po Valley.
Yeah. And irrigating by means of flooding the floor of the valley. So there you go. But a lot of smaller wineries have opened up, and I thought I'd just check in with Chile, see what's going on. The first one I tried was something called Odfjell.
We'll put it on the website, folks.
Yeah. It's a Norwegian name because some sailor man, you know, stopped off in Chile and liked what he saw, and he stayed there. But it's their Cab Sauv from the Maipo Valley, 2019, around $16. And this is just a luscious, fruity, soft Cab Sauv. It's very typical of Chilean Cab Sauvs in that they have mild tannins. They always have. This one's got good depth of fruit, all the classic flavors. There's nothing, you know, superior about it. But as everyday cabs go, I think this is a good deal. So that's the Odfjell Orzada Cabernet Sauvignon. I came across a line of wines that just kind of tickled me because of the name. In Spanish, it's Viejo Feo, which means an ugly old man. How about that? And they got a picture of an ugly old man on the label. You know, but I tasted their Sauvignon Blanc and their Carmenere. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed them. I thought they were very good value for the buck. The Viejo Feo Sauvignon Blanc from the Mole Valley, 2023, only $13 for this.
Good deal.
And I thought it was just a nice straight-ahead Sauvignon Blanc. Good acidity, nice fruit underneath all the acidity. It wasn't terribly tart, had a really nice, strong finish. And I thought, for an everyday white wine, this is not a great deal, as a matter of fact. I think it's really good. Now, its running mate is the Viejo Feo Carmenere. And Carmenere is a... It's a grape that came to Chile via Bordeaux, where it's a very minor grape. But everyone thought it was Merlot or very closely related to it.
So they planted it everywhere.
They planted it everywhere. And it did well. So thank you very much. I live it here in the Andes. And if you take Merlot and strip down a little bit, get rid of some of the fat, and then you add some spice and a kind of a nice acidity to it, you've got Carmenere. And so the Viejo Feo Carmenere 2021, it's really a pretty good representative of it. I thought it was pretty decent, medium bodied with a pronounced fruit, notable spice, and drying tannins, much more tannin than the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Interesting.
Had. Yeah, and the texture isn't as opulent as Merlot, but a lot of the other reference points are the same. Now here's one that I really did like, another Carmenere. $18 for Santa Carolina's Carmenere Reserve. And Hugh, this is from 2020, got a little bit of age on it. I thought this was a really good Carmenere. It was just more opulent, richer than the other one that I tasted. The aroma features a lot of oakiness. There's some tart blackberry, and there's a zing of spice in it. And on the palate, the soft texture is just a real standout. Mm-hmm. Really, really very nice, easy to taste. I made this my wine of the week. That's the Santa Carolina Carmenere Reserve from the Cachapoal Valley. $18. It works for me. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.